My dearest Cecilia, the weather is superb, the ship divine, and the trip up from the Côte d'Azur has been an absolute delight. I've met some heavenly people on board ship, all intent on having the most riotous time and inviting me to all their soirees. For suddenly it appears that, quite for no reason, I'm cruising this season, and high as a kite. Busy confabbing with Maud in a cabin which couldn't be right. Everyone's here and frightfully gay. Nobody cares what people say. Though the SS Madeira is really far queerer than Rome at its height on Wednesday night I went to a marvellous party with Nunu and Nada and Nell. It was in the fresh air, and we went as we were, and we stayed as we were, which was hell. Poor Grace started singing at midnight and didn't stop singing till four. We knew the excitement was bound to begin when Laura got blind on Dubonnet and gin and scratched her veneer with a Cartier pin. I couldn't have liked it more. I'd been to a marvellous party. We played the most wonderful game. Noreen disappeared and came back in a beard, and we all had to guess at her name. Cecil arrived wearing armour, some shells and a black feather boa. Poor Millicent wore a surrealist comb made from bits of mosaic from St. Peter's in Rome. But the wait was so great that she had to go home. I couldn't have liked it more. Really don't know where you are on board ship these days. People are very worse to travelling first, while the peerage is reduced to steerage. But then, as I keep telling you, people's behaviour away from Belgravia would make you aghast. So much variety, watching society scampering past. Now, if you have any mind at all, Gibbon's divine decline and fall seems pretty flimsy, no more than a whimsy, by way of contrast. On Wednesday last I went to a marvellous party. I must say the fun was intense. We all had to do what the people we knew might be doing 100 years hence. We talked about growing old gracefully, and Elsie, who's 74, said, A, it's a matter of being sincere, and B, if you're supple, there's nothing to fear. Then she swung upside down from a glass chandelier. I couldn't have liked it more. Really, I've been to the most incredibly marvellous party. We didn't sit down to dinner till 10. Young Bobby Carr did a stunt at the bar with a lot of extraordinary men. Frida arrived with a turtle, which shattered us all to the core. The Duchess passed out at 2:45. Suddenly Cyril cried fiddle-dee-dee, ripped off his clothes and jumped into the sea. I couldn't have liked it more. I've been to the most marvellous party. Elise made an entrance with May. You'd never have guessed from her fisherman's vest that a bust had been whittled away. Lulu got fried on Chianti and talked about esprit de corps. Louise made a couple of passes at Gus and Freddie, who hates any kind of a fuss, did half a big apple and twisted his truss. I couldn't have liked it more.